Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must-visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Three has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Kind of an in-between weekend for racing fans here in Southern California. The LA County Fair meet at Los Alamitos wrapped up last Sunday. A week off, and then, boy, we really get serious this coming Friday at Del Mar. It's opening day, Friday, July 17th, and first post time every day until real late in the meet is going to be at 2 p.m. I think that's really good news for a lot of people, especially on the Fridays when those days really seem to get long, and with no after-the-races concerts, it sure looks like the right move just to go back to the traditional 2 p.m. start. Entry box looking good yesterday morning. Entries taken for opening day at Del Mar on Friday. Got a good field for the $150,000 Caesars Oceanside. Three-year-olds at a mile on turf. They opened the race up this year, no longer restricted. So that certainly didn't hurt the entry box, nor did the big increase in purse from $100,000 to $150,000. The Oceanside is the eighth on the 10-race card Friday. Got a whole lot to talk about today and a whole lot of show. Be going to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets in just a moment back in Saratoga Springs. The voice of Saratoga, Frank Miramati, going to be joining us right after Jonathan Hardoon. Another huge day for Flavion Pratt yesterday at Saratoga, four wins in all. Jose Ortiz off to a great start back there. His brother, Irad, he's been on ice with a suspension that was the days were handed out last year, and they wait now till the same meet corresponding days, and so he had to serve him early at Saratoga. He's back today, fresh off victory in yesterday's Indiana Derby at Indiana Grand. And we had an upset in the Iowa Derby. So much to talk about. Let's get back to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. I should have mentioned also we're gonna have a little redo at the top of the next hour, John, and going to be honoring a legendary figure, Trevor Denman, who announced his retirement in March of last year. We had him on here for about 25 minutes, and Joe Harper from Del Mar, we included him. I just thought it was a heck of an interview and a good way for us to kind of lead into Del Mar this year. That'll lead off hour two. It's about a 20-minute interview, so a lot to look forward to. John, let's talk about yesterday at Saratoga before we get to Flavia and Pratt. And, boy, I thought a masterful ride in a bowling green at a mile and three-eighths on turf. A little bit of a hiccup at the end. It looked like he stopped riding. He got back down, and I mean he won by a scant nose. But I wanted to ask you about a first-time starter, Brad Cox, unleashed in the second race yesterday at Saratoga. A filly by the name of Angel of Kirk. She's by the Uncle Mo Stallion Yapon. And Pratt rode her absolutely much the best going 5.5. How good do you think she might be down the line?
Mike, she's really good. And not only that, that was a good field. There was a flight line horse in the race, number 7, Aerial Affair,
yep,
from Jenna Antonucci. And she ran super in defeat. But listen, Angel of Kirk is a serious, serious horse. I don't know how far she's going to want to go, but she is, at this point, off of yesterday's performance, and it's Brad Cox. They only get better with racing, Mike, and she's going to be someone to deal with certainly down the road.
And what about that jockeys colony back there, John? I mean, you got the brothers Ortiz. Jose off to a great start. Irad makes his seasonal debut today. Flavion Pratt, he's Flavion Pratt. I don't know if there's ever been a tougher guy to get by than Flavion. He's just absolutely amazing in every respect. Throw in Manny Franco and a lot of other guys. What do you make of it?
And Luis Saez and, you can,
yep,
and Johnny V.
And
you can go down the whole,
and,
the whole list.
Yeah.
And. But the amazing thing is that Jose now is a 14 win. You know, he's 14 wins ahead of his brother who's going to start today. And then he gave him certainly a big enough head start. And then you have Flavian Pratt, who, by the way, never just wins one race in a day. Whenever he wins, for some reason, he seems to win 2, 3, or 4 races on that card. So that's amazing. It's been a terrific meet so far. And weather-wise, today is absolutely beautiful. We've had no rain here. And we have Frank Miramonte, who's coming up after me. And the fans love him here. He does a great job. And so far, so good. As long as the weather stays nice like this, the track is fair. The first 2 days, it was all speed, speed, speed. But it really changed. You can win from anywhere. You can win on the lead. You can win from behind. So as long as things stay like this, we have a good shot.
Well, let's talk about Flavion Pratt, trainer Mike Maker, and a 6-year-old gelding by the name of Old Crazy Bone. They drew the rail, got off as the 7-5 favorite in yesterday's Bowling Green. And, I mean, Pratt just dealt the cards all the way around there. I thought it was a masterful job on the lead.
Well, trainer Mike Maker has had so much success over the years claiming these older turf horses and putting them in marathon races, and that's actually what he did with this horse. It was amazing. Pratt actually misjudged the wire. I mean, afterwards he said, well, I don't know, whatever he said.
But he downplayed it.
He blew it. But listen, Bill Shoemaker blew it in a Derby 1 year. So obviously it happens to the great ones. And Pratt held them together. And not only that, but the horse he beat, Fort George, is no slouch, Mike. This horse finished second to Rebel Romance. Rebel Romance, you know, everyone knows him from the Breeders' Cup. Beat this horse by 2 lengths when they met, and he came in, he put in a solid effort, but no one was getting past Pratt.
No doubt. I just want to get back to Old Crazy Bone for a moment. You mentioned that Maker claimed this horse, and he's had a knack for doing this. He claimed him 4 back in June of last year at Churchill Downs, and they didn't give him away. He was 8-1, and they signed a check for $100,000. But, boy, things are working out now.
Yeah, well, he got it back yesterday. And actually, since joining the Maker Barn, he has 2 wins and now 2 seconds. So I guess it was another pretty good claim by Maker.
Yeah.
By the way, didn't have a win all meet until that race yesterday. So he got off the schneid. So good news all around.
And obviously want to get a little bit of a thumbnail from you and a best bet from Saratoga today. But I know you saw the Indiana Derby. And I'm watching it and, of course, paying attention to Bob Baffert's Desert Gate with Florent Garou. This is a horse that needs to be on the lead or right there, and he broke slow. And then, you know, John, when your odds on, you got a lot of friends out there. Everybody wants to stay close to you. And, I mean, it really was kind of a nightmare up the backside. around the far turn. He did get clear turning for home, but had no punch.
No, it was over by then, Mike, and you're right. He had a bit of a tough trip, but that's the way it goes. Listen, by the way, Cox unleashed another horse in the Indiana Derby that actually had one start going into the race.
Leading Change.
Yeah, he won going 7 furlongs first out. You never, ever see Cox take a horse out of a maiden win and run him against winners. Not only that, he ran him in a stake race going 2 turns for the first time. And he didn't win by a lot, but to do that in career start number 2, you better pay attention to this horse.
You know, the horse that was second, Our Money Man, I mean, he ran a huge second, I thought, but Leading Change, and only his second career start to do that, going 1/116 against some tough horses. Boy, that's a big deal with IRAD, who will be at Saratoga, as noted today. Go back to the Iowa Derby, which we've not covered. Navajo Warrior paid 520 at 8-5. Safi Joseph, he's everywhere. In this case, it was with Micah Husbands.
Yeah, listen, he ships everywhere, and all the big boys were there. Cox sent horses, Bob Baffert sent horses, you know. No one was pulling any punches. Everybody showed up, and take nothing away from Navajo Princess. Safi Joseph has done a terrific job with this horse, and it's what's good to see is he gives Micah Husbands, who is not a high-profile rider, but rides for him at Gulfstream a lot, he gives him the opportunity to go out and ride these horses in these stake races. Mm-hmm. So that's good. I like loyalty.
Should have noted this was the Cornhusker run for so many years at Exarban, you know, 3-year-olds and up at 1 1/8. So, hey, good on Safi Joseph.
It used to be a big race, Mike. It used to be a big deal. You know, it was really like their race of the summer, I guess. And
sure was.
It's over there.
Yep. Hey John, let's talk about Saratoga today. We've got 9 of them, and you got a nice pick 6 carryover. What is it, 166,000 and change? That'll be races 4 through 9. Where do you want to go for radio?
By the way, Mike, and on Friday, I believe there was only one winner, and if that guy didn't hit, well, boy, would we be looking at a big one today. Let's look at the 6th race at Saratoga, 6.5 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 4 horse in here, Strong State. This is a 4-year-old filly who's coming off of a layoff. What I like about this horse, Mike, is the big favorite in the race, number 7, Aliska, from the Chad Brown barn, has been ridden by Flavian Pratt in her last 3 races. He gets off the big favorite to ride this horse, and that's a strange move because he's given up a mount for Chad Brown, so obviously they're tipping their hand here. Strong State is also 2-for-3 at Saratoga. Again, Flavian Pratt rides 4-to-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Strong State, to win today's 6th race out at Saratoga.
Okay, and race 6 at Saratoga set to go 4:04 Eastern. I got Frank Miramati on deck, but tell us what's up at JONHARDWON, and when will you have the opening day Del Mar selections available, John?
Del Mar will be available Thursday after 12 noon Pacific time. Today we have Saratoga, we have Ellis, and we have Monmouth selections. By the way, tomorrow, Gulfstream added Monday Racing,
right,
which I think is a terrific move, and
yes,
they're adding a lot of options to their menu. They'll be the only game in town, so I think they made a smart move, and good for them. So I also have Gulfstream, obviously, up
good
tomorrow as well. JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25.
John, we'll get another selection from you on the back end. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
And right now we welcome aboard a very busy guy this morning from the announcer's booth at Saratoga Racecourse, the great Frank Miramati. Hey, Frank, good morning. Thanks for making time for us. What's going on?
I always have time for you. All these guys that think they don't have time are very high on themselves, my friend.
What Charlie Whittingham say one time? The only time is important is if you're doing it or you're waiting for a bus, something like that.
Charlie, everything he said was great, because if it wasn't for Golden Pheasant, I wouldn't be a track announcer. So hail Charlie Whittingham and the legend that he was, and just, you know, so many great memories with those Whittingham horses. And we could talk for hours just about the Whittingham horses that I had the privilege of enjoying in the 70s and 80s.
Hey, Frank, let's talk about what's going on so far at Saratoga. Jose Ortiz off to a great start. Irad makes his seasonal debut today, fresh off victory in the Indiana Derby. And this guy, Flavion Pratt, a huge four-win day yesterday, capped with a victory at a mile and three eighths on turf in the Bowling Green. Did you think maybe Flavion was going to get nailed on the money when he stopped riding there late?
Well, I wasn't into that whole rhetoric, but I know that the horse who he beat is a beautiful-looking horse, and we will hear more from him. That horse, I mean, if you just watch that race at the top of the stretch, that horse is supposed to fold, and he just kept coming.
Right.
It was a really, really exciting race, and, you know, Flavion knows where the wire is, and I saw some comments about what happened here and there. You know, the one other element, like, we all are human beings. Like, maybe, like, you know what I mean? I don't think he was trying to get cute.
No, he wasn't.
He
no.
That guy rides, you know, he rides the hair off these horses. But everyone is so unforgiving about any little thing that happens.
Well,
and he did get the W, so in the end, he was taking a picture while everyone else was typing away.
Well, to me, it was an absolutely masterful ride. But then as it's right on the money, I'm going, whoa, what's going on? He got back down. He got it done. You're right, Frank, though. I've never, ever seen him make anything close to that kind of mistake. And as it turns out, it's a moot point. He got the dub. That's the important thing.
Yeah, and you never know either. Like, maybe the horse was starting to drip. You don't know. You know, and I don't know if anyone has asked him. You just never know what might have been happening because they were in close quarters together.
Yeah.
Maybe the horse was drifting a touch. Whatever it was, that horse was spectacular to be able to hold on there. I mean, he was the favorite. He did get things his own way. But that International Shipper was a real, real nice. He's a good-looking horse, too, that horse. I mean, when they turned for home, I thought that horse was going to blow him away.
I did,
and,
too.
At the end, he lost by a nose. So it was a really, really great, exciting race, as so many of these turf races are.
Well, Frank, you got great weather, fast and firm. Kind of set the scene for us with Irad back in action today there at Saratoga. It should be a great day, and I got to say, I really enjoy it with the Fox Day at the races on Fox with the regular crew there. They do a hell of a job, as do you. I know you're looking forward to this nine-race card today.
It's a great card, I'll tell you. I was, you know, a lot of people text me and ask me, what do you like, what do you like? I went back and forth through this card. This is not going to be an easy sequence. And, you know, you have to just take stands along the way is what you have to do. Narrow races down to one or two, and you got to get lucky in order to win these things. I always say this from a betting standpoint, no matter where you're wagering, if you're betting a multi-race sequence, for whatever reason, and I have no, like, statistical data for this, but I will say, if you could beat the favorite in the first leg of any pick four or pick five, it just seems like you have such an edge, because I think people just try to get, you know, kind of sneak in and then spread later. So if you can get a price to begin a sequence, that's when you're at your best. And yesterday, that happened in the pick six, and then knocked everybody out with that horse coming from dead last, broke slow, to just absolutely fly home. So the good thing is, you know, we're not hearing a whole lot of the bias nonsense, which I do believe me, as time has gone on, I do recognize that there are days that there are, you know, discernible biases.
Yeah.
I just think that it is so overplayed, and just everyone's like, how's the track going to play? Hey, how about just pick a winner? You know what I mean? Like, pick the best horse and you have a good chance to win. It's just so overdone that it gets just tiring to listen to.
Well,
but we have seen horses that close. We have seen horses that win on the lead.
Yes.
And, you know, as with every, you know, prestigious meet, when people come to opening day at Santa Anita, or people come and run a race at Saratoga, everyone's coming with guns blazing, and that's what makes it so exciting, so competitive.
The anticipation
is so special.
Yeah. Frank, one thing, just it's been my experience in a general sense with track biases, once maybe you kind of think you got it figured out, it changes. So it's usually a fleeting deal. I know at Del Mar, going back through the years, there's been times when, you know, maybe it was a rally wide thing consistently on the dirt or whatever. But
sure,
tracks change everywhere, and horses change every time they lead them over there. There you got a different set of athletes. So anyway,
I just don't like the immediate declaration after the first race.
I know.
That drives me crazy. But the truth is, like, for example, the first day of this newest meet, believe me, you wanted to be on the rail, and I knew that because there was a horse that actually had the same silks as the winner. It was the Flying P horse. I basically said he's dropping out of it, and he was. And then that horse ended up losing by a nose, just hugging the rail. I mean, he was finished at the quarter pole. And so when things like that happen, you're like, wait a minute, you got to be inside here. So there are times in which it's true. I just think it's overblown. That's my point.
Hey, Frank, you guys get underway at 1:10 Eastern, so you're not that far away.
Yeah.
First post. I know you're busy. Going to try and have you on as often as we can. Kind of give us a little scene sitter seen setter rather on Sundays at Saratoga. Main thing is looking at today's card. I had no concerns with weather. Try and handicap as best you can for normal conditions. What more can we ask for?
You couldn't ask for anything more. And I'm going to try to mow down Jonathan Hardoon in that sixth race, ironically, because I like the three Limes Don't Lie. I definitely agree with his statement on Strong State. And when that horse broke its maiden, her maiden, she was very game. You can go watch that replay. I remember that race vividly. She looked like she was going to be inhaled, and she fought back. But Limes Don't Lie is another Chad Brown horse who ran down Alyeska last year. I didn't have to watch that replay. I remember the race vividly. The horse came with a terrific stretch kick that day. And you know, as long as there's no, like, discernible inside or speed situation, I think that she and Strong State are the two to deal with there. And the fact that Jonathan comes with a horse that is the best bet of Mike Beer, who's a tremendous handicapper for the racing form, I think that's going to be tough. But I love to challenge myself, so I'll go with the three Limes Don't Lie in this.
You still there, Frank? I think we just lost Frank.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know when I lost you. Has this been a long time?
Did you hit the mute button, Frank?
I think, you know, my chubby cheek might have got the best of me there.
Frank, your selection in race six, Limes Don't Lie, by the way, post for that, 4:04 Eastern, to be ridden by Dylan Davis. And, you know, remember Robbie Davis out here, top rider. And just looking at this race, Tyler Gaffalione as the mare just to her inside, Ultimate Authority, he got a win yesterday. And Joel Rosario back at Saratoga this weekend. You got a loaded colony. And, of course, we're going to be very strong out here at Del Mar as well when we get underway on Friday.
No, it's going to be great. Everyone's looking forward to this Del Mar meet. And I love that some of these other jockeys are coming in because, you know, you want to be in the spotlight. And Del Mar certainly is a huge spotlight. And there's going to be some of that on Fox. In fact, opening day and Pacific Classic Day will be on the Fox show from Del Mar. So
great.
Very excited about that for everybody and for the industry in general, because we need as much television coverage as humanly possible.
Absolutely,
I mean,
no doubt.
To promote the game to the masses, and that's exactly what ends up happening.
Exactly. 100%.
Well, yeah,
listen,
so
Frank.
I look forward to next week, opening day. And
yeah,
I,
Frank.
I appreciate you very much.
Thanks for your time, and let everybody know back there they can get us, and I know a lot of them do, at thoroughbredla.com, live and archived. Frank, if you can get us in the booth, we're going to do a redo of about a 20-minute interview with Trevor Denman from March of last year, along with Joe Harper. It was right on the heels of Trevor making the formal announcement that he was hanging up the binoculars, and I know he's the guy that's meant more to you getting into this game than anybody else. So we'll be airing that.
Greatest of all time.
We'll be airing that at the top of this next hour, so hopefully you can tune in.
I'm going to definitely tune in. And I appreciate you giving me the heads up. I love hearing his voice, and I love everything he has to say. And everything I ever do is inspired by his brilliance. End of story.
And, Frank, courtesy of Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim, this out bump is dedicated to the great Frank Miramati there at Saratoga Racecourse. So stay on the phone if you can, Frank. Take care. We'll try and talk next week.
Thanks, my friend.
Some dreams, they were clouds in my coffee.
Radio. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading rider Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
You watched yourself.
Yeah. And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim, making things happen along with Elliot Kams. And right now, we get down to Carlsbad, say hello to John Lindo, who you can catch along with Bob Ike every Saturday morning here from 9 to 10 on AM 830 and on the World Wide Web at ThoroughbredLA.com, live and archived. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Michael. How are you?
Good. I wanted to start this off with you by giving proper recognition to just an absolutely classy man by the name of Steve Ferraro, a trainer, owner, breeder. He retired from training many years ago, and he had his horses in the Bill Spar barn. That's how I think you got to know him. I tell you, I had a lot of great conversations with Steve. Very soft-spoken man, as you know. He would enjoy a cigarette. He passed away this past Monday in Sierra Madre at the age of 83. And my sincere sympathies to his wife, Richmond, who used to handle marketing promotion for Barrett's Equine Sales for many years, and their son, Evan, who is now with Facing Tipton, but a classy man. I was trying to come up with the name of the filly that he had not that long ago, and I finally got it. She was By Tribal Rule Is Meanie. And she could really run, and I know Steve was very, very proud of her accomplishments. Way prior to that, when he was training, John, he had a horse by Gummo by the name of Painted Wagon, who I actually bet a few dollars on in the 1979 Santa Anita Handicap. I think he was like a six-year-old by then, and he took him to the top of the lane. So that was some small consolation. Affirmed, of course, was the winner that year, but just a classy man, and he was all in when it came to thoroughbred horse racing.
Steve Ferraro was a terrific horseman, Mike. He knew his stuff, and got a chance to spend some time with him at some of the sales, and we were, you know, looking at horses. What do you think of this? And
right,
well, he could break down what you I like this, I don't like this. You learn a lot talking to guys that know what they're doing. And
yeah,
you're right, he was good friends with Bill Spar, and Bill had his meanie for him. And she was a fiery mare. She, you know, a hot-blooded mare, and they did a great job working on everything together. And I just enjoyed him. He was a gentleman.
Yes, he was.
He was good for the industry because he did things the right way. And I already missed him. I knew that he wasn't doing well, but I was surprised when I got notice that he had passed, and it made me really sad. Steve Ferraro, he trained for a group called Time Stable way back when. Everything had the name Time in it as part of the horse's names.
And
they had a really good run. And, just a terrific horseman, a terrific guy. My best to Evan and Richmond and all the family. And, you know, they got on a run with the horse that they sent back in the Midwest out of Ismini by Arrogate. And that was kind of neat for Evan and his dad to share that.
Boy, that you talk about a high-profile breeding. That was it, going to Arrogate. Unfortunately, he left us way too soon. And, you know, with top breeding in mind, John, as you know, you and Bob Ike talked about it again yesterday, and we had Mike Makowski on here a week ago talking about the Facing Tipton California Fall Yearling Sale. That's coming up Wednesday, September 30th at Fairplex Park. And, you know, in an effort to spur top-tier breeding and bidding in the state of California, Facing Tipton and the CTBA, they're offering a $500,000 bonus, John, for any horse sold or reserve not met, that's reserve not achieved, that wins a grade one event during their 2 or 3 year old racing campaigns. This payout's going to be split equally between the owner of the horse at the time of the grade one win and the owner who offered the horse at the 2026 yearling sale. And invariably, that's going to be the breeder. And that's going to be Wednesday, September 30th at Fairplex Park, the 2026 Facing Tipton California Fall Yearling Sale. This is a really, really nice, creative, and you know, enticement to try and get business up and get the quality up for the breed.
Well, it's a huge incentive, not only for the buyer to try and buy a top horse and take advantage of that, but for the breeders to put some of their best stock in those sales as well. So I like the idea that you're incentivizing both sides to provide the best horses and make them available and to purchase them to compete in California. So
yeah,
I think it's a terrific idea. I think it'll drive some of the handle, and it's always tough to buy a good horse. It's going to be tougher to buy a good horse now, but that's a good thing.
No question. You know, a lot of challenges. Very encouraging to see the opening day entries at Del Mar. And I know people like Pete Perella, his wife Evelyn, they're encouraged by that as well. We need more of it. And, of course, they own Legacy Ranch up in Clements, California. The breeding season is now past. Folks, encourage you to go to their website, legacyranch.com. John, you've been there. We've talked about it many times. An absolutely immaculate farm. And, boy, they've got Forbidden Kingdom up there, multiple graded stakes winner on turf and dirt with Richard Mandela, a great stallion for California. His first foals are on the ground right now. The venerable clubhouse ride, he's always amongst the leading stallions in California, along with Ohm, who I would classify as a very hot stallion here in California. Folks, they like to say at Legacy, let them take you from conception to the starting gate. Give farm manager Terry Knight a call at 510-928-4980. That's Legacy Ranch in Clements, California, owned by our good friends Pete and Evelyn Perella, John.
You got to remember, though, Mike, too, as you get ready to go, you got older horses coming off a layoff, or you got two-year-olds ready to get prepped to come to the racetrack. Take advantage of having a guy like Terry Knight as your farm manager and trainer out there at Legacy Ranch. They've got a terrific training track. They do the work, and you're going to have a horse that, you know, they're going to get all the bugs out of the system and send you a ready-made horse coming into the racetrack.
You got a great horseman in charge, and my approach in this game, John, as an owner breeder going back quite a while, you know, a very small scale, you get people you respect, you turn them loose. And with Terry Knight, you're in good hands, believe me. And if you're talking about a two-year-old getting ready to come in, John, I was up there a few months back. Every horse that goes to the track, they go through their starting gate. They stand them, walk them through. They're getting acclimated to everything that's going to be thrown at them when they come into the racetrack.
You got to remember, Terry Knight also trained quarter horses, so he knows how to pop a horse out of the gate. They're gonna be gate ready when they leave Legacy Ranch.
Quarters and thoroughbreds. Well, John, let's get to it. Where do you want to go with no live racing in Southern California today? I imagine you're heading to Saratoga.
Yeah, let's go to Saratoga. Race number two, number six, Pretty Tappet, got a chance to go a mile and a half at Saratoga last time. She won by open lengths. She's got tactical speed, and that's important in this mile and a half race. They ran three races routing on the inner turf at Saratoga yesterday. All three went wire to wire. I'm going to assume the tactical speed is what you want. She's got it. 6-1 on the program. Number six, Pretty Tappet. Race number two, Saratoga.
And last thing with you, John, when's your next foray up to the South Point in Las Vegas?
I was just out there earlier in the week, so I'm going to hunker down. I'll be out there middle of August. I've got to go out for a couple of things, but I'll be at Del Mar as much as possible.
Okay, terrific, and encourage everybody, as always, give Steve Johnson a call up there in the race book, toll-free at 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. That's Steve Johnson in the race book at the South Point. They've got rooms available. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. So, hey, John, always a pleasure, and looking forward to you and Bob Ike kind of going over a bit of a recap from the Oceanside on opening day next Saturday, and taking a look forward at the weekend as well.
We'll get right from the press box at Del Mar, so if it's happening, we'll tell you about it.
All righty. Thanks so much, John.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. Let's head down Cotella and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos. He was there late last night. They had the Wiener Nationals again, jam-packed apron grandstand, and Michael Rona, a very busy guy all night long. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, Mike. I'm just catching my breath here. It was quite a night at Wiener Nationals once again, Mike. Just like you mentioned, just the upstairs in the men's, you could just not find a seat open. The parking lot fully sold out.
Yeah.
The vessel patio fully sold out. I mean, what a night for everyone that enjoyed it. And our staff, our entire staff just did a tremendous job with the whole entire place packed.
I watched the entire thing as best I could on FanDuel. Obviously, you got other tracks coming in, so there's competition there. But at RTN, you guys are up, I mean, full bore with no interruptions at all. That's a great way to go. And I know you want to get the word out. You are live streaming your entire racing program on YouTube, and that's free of charge.
Yeah, absolutely. Last time was the first foray on YouTube for us. And, you know, just checking it out. The first night, we already had about 8,000 people viewing. Of course, some of them were watching the Weenie Dog races as well. But, yeah, the entire program is available on YouTube. It'll be available tonight for the live stream. And don't forget, you can also watch it on losalamitos.com. We've always offered the program free for streaming on losalamitos.com. Very easy to find if you go to our website. As soon as you come in, you'll see some icons there offering the stream. All you have to do is click on them, and they'll be there on the page. You can either watch the stream live. You can even watch replays for free from previous races of horses. So it's all there on losalamitos.com and now on YouTube as well, making it even easier to find us.
And that is so, so important. And last night, familiar faces on, guys that know the game. I really enjoy both of them. Ulysses Gomez, along with Dave Weaver. I know Jose Contreras is going to be back in the fold as well. But I like your talent lineup at night over there at Los Alamitos. I mean that sincerely, Orlando.
Thanks so much. Yeah, Jose is going to join the show as the main anchor starting next week. Ulysses, who wrote Grade 1 winners here at Los Alamitos, I think provides a tremendous, tremendous overage analysis on how races get played. He rode thoroughbreds for many years at Los Alamitos, and again worked with quarter horses, rode quarter horses, won a lot of races here at Los Alamitos. Just provides that additional view on that seat.
Sharp guy. He's also your night racing secretary, Orlando. I mean, he's got every angle covered. And he brings it there on the live stream. I mean, to me, he's just been a great addition.
Yeah, absolutely. He's actually a racing director. He's been, you know, just managing the entire staff there in the racing office. He's the director of racing there at Los Alamitos, Ulysses Gomez, and a very strong staff that we have here at Los Alamitos, the racing office.
Okay, listen, you guys are kicking in 10,000 of the Pick 6 tonight. 8 races. You get underway at 5:15. I know you wanted to talk about a horse got a lot of white all over the place. I imagine all 4 feet. The 6 horse, Chiseled in Chrome, 2-1 on Ed Burghardt's morning line in race 6, owned and trained by Angie Aquino.
Yeah, it's going to be what a possible single in this sequence tonight, Chiseled in Chrome. Just a very outstanding runner. Has been facing quarter horses, top-level quarter horses, and giving them all he's got. He is coming off of a solid third-place finisher against some really nice horses. But all in all, Angela Aquinos has done just a tremendous job with all of her paint horses. They're all firing. They're all just finishing the top 3 as well. And Chisel and Chrome in this race looks really, really good from the outside post. Whipping halter being used. Justine Claiborne just doing a really good job riding these paint horses. And it's just not Chisel and Chrome. She's got a couple of other ones, Lucier Cotton, Kid Cocinero, and others. Have all finished in the top 3 in stakes races as well. So we'll see how Chiseled in Chrome, who's coming off of a third-place finisher in the Vandy's Flash, looks to get the job done in here in race 6.
Okay, again, 8 races. You get underway at 5:15. The 6th race, supposed to go at 7:35 Pacific. How about a best bet tonight?
I'll go to race number 1, Mike, and the number 3 horse, Fire Isle, 3-1 on the morning line. Adrian Escobedo, who has ridden this horse many times before, gets back on after a couple of different jockeys try their hand there aboard Fire Isle for trainer Troy Dial. And Troy Dial is a trainer that I really, really like. He only has 1 win this year, but I'm sure he's going to turn that around. He's always done well here on Los Alamitos. I was looking at the stats from last year. 41 starters, 12 winners last season. So it's only a matter of time until Troy Dial figures Fire Isle around, figures him out. Claimed this horse a couple of races ago. Actually, just a filly. Claimed this horse a couple of races ago and now gets Adrian Escobedo to get back aboard. And Adrian knows Fire Isle well. I'll go with a 3, Fire Isle in race number 1.
Hey, Orlando, thanks so much for making time for us. You're wearing a lot of hats day and night at Los Alamitos, man. Get some rest. You'll need it. And I'll see you over there later today at Los Al. Thanks, Orlando.
Okay. Looking forward to it, Mike. Thank you.
All right. And again, $10,000 kicked into that traditional $2 pick 6. That'll be races 3 through 8. We'll go ahead and hit this break. And coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis from Saratoga Springs. And don't forget, We're going to be re-airing, I thought, a really nice interview with the legendary Trevor Denman and Joe Harper from the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. That's going to air at 9:05. Stay with us. And your horse naturally won. Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. When you're where you should be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife of a close friend.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our pick six pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Dudok Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Eskimos is a steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimosKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Hour 1. And let's get back to Saratoga Springs and check in with the one and only Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Hope you guys are doing great out on the West Coast. We're fast and firm, sunny, 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky here in Saratoga.
Well, my only hope is, well, first of all, that you're in good health, but that you did the work last night, early this morning, and you can share a little wisdom with the listeners here because, boy, you got a nice carryover, 166,000 and change, and that's in today's pick six. So any strong thoughts in the pick six at Saratoga?
Yeah, it's a really tough sequence today. It's a very competitive group, but it is going to be a big payout. So if you like playing pick sixes, today's the day. I'll be honest, my strongest opinion actually comes in the first leg, race four, 2:54 p.m. Eastern, 11:54 a.m. Pacific time. It's the first two-year-old race going two turns on the turf here in New York, and I landed on a long shot. The number two, Liam's Law, 8-1, Todd Fletcher, Flavian Pratt, Colonel Liam out of a Kitten's Joy mare. This horse bred to like to go long on the turf, and what's interesting is Colonel Liam's, they've not really been selling at a very high price. This one sold for five times what the normal Colonel Liam's are selling for at the sale, sold for $120,000. And had experience going over a wet track on a really rainy day at Aqueduct. I love that experience. I love the fact that Pratt stays aboard for this horse. And these are the same connections that have Renegade. So this is a sharp group of people who know what they're talking about. 8-1 on the morning line for Liam's Law.
I tell you what, I love the fact Pratt rides the horse back. You know,
yeah,
exactly. Well beaten at 5.5-1 first time out. And, you know, they caught a sloppy track at Aqueduct. And they're stretching out to a mile on grass, probably knowing this is what he's been wanting to do. I make that very encouraging. 8-1, Matt. We'll try and get lucky there.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's a really good sequence. I mean, there's a lot of nice maiden races. There's some, you know, tough allowance and optional claimers on this card. So it's a really fun day of racing, full field, competitive field. And it's really a sequence where if you have a strong opinion, you can leverage it in a big way.
We don't have much time, but I got to get your take. We had Frank Miramati on a few minutes ago. Your take on a two-year-old filly that debuted yesterday for Brad Cox in race two with the aforementioned Flavian Pratt, Angel of Kirk. I mean, I thought she ran absolutely huge. Your thoughts and how good do you think she might be?
I think we're going to see her in the spinaway later this summer. I think she's a real good talent. I got to give a shout out to my colleague, Kaylee Shapiro, who picked her in her maiden race of the week video we do for YouTube on Naira Bet. This is so impressive. And these Yopons, they can run. He finished 1-2 in the victory ride as a stallion on Friday, had a really impressive winner with Angel of Kirk. She did it the right way and finished under a gallop with Flavian up.
No question. All right, you got the juices flowing. A 9-race card today there at Saratoga. And first post time, is it 12:35 Eastern?
Actually,
1:10.
1:10, I should say, Eastern.
1:10 Eastern today. How do we get signed up for Naira Bets?
Absolutely. Go to the Naira Bets app, download that, or go to NairaBets.com. Use the promo code SPA200 to get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. We have promotions every day across the country, and so it's a great way to play, and we have all the free resources that players and bettors really need to be successful.
And, Matt, I have people asking me, hey, this guy sounds pretty sharp, this guy, Matthew DeSantis. They want to know where can they catch you besides our little show here every Sunday morning. I know you're part of the overall situation there with Naira Television.
Yeah. But you can find me on Naira Bets, obviously. We have our own YouTube channel, so make sure to check that out. I'm on Twitter at the handle @FailTheMenace. And so you can always catch all of our great content on Naira Bets, Naira Bets YouTube, Naira Bets X. And so anybody who thinks I'm sharp, I appreciate it. I have a face for radio, so I love doing this with you.
Okay. Hey, Matthew, have a great day. It's always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck today.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Mike.
You bet. All right, that'll do it for Hour 1. Don't forget, the legendary Trevor Dimon announced his retirement a year ago, March. We had him on March 9th, 2025, and Joe Harper came into the interview, a guy who meant so much to Trevor's career early on here in Southern California. That's straight ahead, top of the next hour. Don't go away.
And one of them was me. I had some dreams. They were clouds in my coffee. Clouds in my coffee. And you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimmel's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimmel's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing. Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey, welcome back. And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. My name is Mike Willman. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles right here on AM 830 flagship station for the Los Angeles Angels. And folks, you can also catch us worldwide at Thoroughbred LA Live and Archive. As advertised, we're going to go ahead and share with everybody with Del Mar on the horizon, the longtime legendary voice of Del Mar and a good friend of mine, Trevor Denman, announced his retirement a year ago in March, and we had him on air the Sunday following the announcement, which I think came on a Thursday. This is from Sunday, March 9th, an interview that we did with the great Trevor Denman and Joe Harper from the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club agreed to come on and join Trevor. Without Trevor knowing about it, here it is from March 9th, 2025. Welcome back. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. My name is Mike Willman. This is Hour 2 Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and we are joined right now by a guy who made the biggest news in racing this week, a legendary figure here to Southern California racing fans for so many decades, dating back to 1983, Santa Anita, for a while Hollywood Park, Del Mar, in fact, Del Mar right through this past summer. His name is Trevor Denman, and Trevor, just want to say good morning, and on behalf of really hundreds of thousands of racegoers, thank you, sir. We're going to miss you. Hopefully we can be in touch, but thank you so much for taking time, and I just want to find out how you're feeling this morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for that, Mike. I think I heard something in that record. The record when I came on was Start Me Up. I think you know that's my favorite record, right?
Well, there just is a little bit of a chance. Yeah, of course I do. Mick and the Boys. Yeah. I let it go. I wanted to get the juices flowing. You know what I'm saying, Trevor?
Yo, it did. It did. That's the best record of all time. Yeah.
Timeless. Did you ever see him live, Trevor?
Yes, I did.
I saw him once at the Forum. 1975, Billy Preston opened for him. All I can say is what a show. It was so good, in fact. We missed the Harbor Freeway, and we were on Florence, and we ended up on the Long Beach Freeway, but everything turned out all right, Trevor.
I saw him the other night, and he was like 80 years old. And I said to my wife, Robin, I said, that's me. I got to be like that guy. If he can do it, I can do it.
Well, but you're not going to be doing it in the announcer's booth. News broke. Del Mar put out a press release on Thursday. I don't know. You've never been much on news clippings. You've never sought publicity. But I hope you've read a few of the things that have been written. Ron Flatter at Horse Racing Nation has a tremendous piece up. Jay Posner, who you know, based in San Diego, a great story. But Tell us what went into the decision to step away, Trevor.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I thank Jay Posner because he did a great story, and I've just been inundated with emails, and I haven't had a chance to get back to him, but I definitely will. And Jay, if you're listening, thank you very much. It was a magnificent article. The question was, what went into it?
Yes, sir.
You know, it's going to come. I'm 72 right now. I mean, I won't get past 76. And the good thing was that I still have all my senses together. I believe I called as well as ever at the last Del Mar, not a noticeable difference if there was. And the time is going to come. And right now it feels right. And, you know, you've got to talk to your soul. And my soul told me, Trevor, this is it. This is it. Go now. And that's basically what tilted it.
Yeah. Trevor, a little background. Now, we've got till 9:30, and I'm going to take it. I just want to know, let people know, how big was racing in Durban, South Africa, which is where you grew up, when you were young?
Great question. You know, you've got to understand South Africa in the 60s and 70s. That's what we're talking about. We're talking early 70s here.
Yeah.
There was no television. We never got television until 76. There was one daily newspaper, and radio, I mean, we had music for 15 minutes a day, so radio was extremely limited. But the sports were also amateur sports. You know, we played soccer, cricket, rugby, and tennis, basically, but they were all amateurs. The one professional sport was horse racing. And I tell you, you went into a bar, you didn't say, I like the sixth horse in the third race tomorrow. You named the horse and who trains it and who's riding it. You know, it was everything, absolutely everything. Racing was life in those days in Durban, South Africa, which then was a population of probably 200,000, maybe.
Right.
Maybe 100,000. So it was huge.
I wanted to get that background because, you know, I talked to Frank Miramati a lot, and he says, anybody who asks, you're obviously his idol. He's doing so well, as I know you know, at Santa Anita now and Saratoga in the summer. And he says, Trevor Deming gave me the best advice I ever had, and that is, Frank, look at what's going on and describe what you see. And if you've got the ability, Trevor, you got to have that. But going back to the Durban, your background, I think to be truly great, you have to have the foundational knowledge of the horses, the style of running, tactics, and everything else. And you had it when you showed up in Southern California.
Well, thank you, but I think every South African has it. Even now, you go listen to the South African announcers, and they can tell you, ooh, there's no pace on. Oh, so-and-so just took a bad step. They know what it is, because that's what you were brought up. But let me give you an analogy to an American kid. They know. I mean, do you think Al Michaels and them just started commentating? They've been in football from the time they were six. I've been in horse racing since the time I was six.
Yes.
You know everything. Tom Brady and them. I mean, they played football when they were 10. Now, most Americans, it's nothing against them. Just horse racing is not a very important sport in America. You know, behind basketball, football, baseball, ice hockey, whatever it is. It's low down the pecking order. So they don't play it when you're young, and you hit it right on the head. It has to be in you to know that. You can't suddenly turn 20 and say, I've got to be a racetrack announcer now. Now, how does he know that horse is there? When I came here, I was just shocked that I said to this horse has got his ears pricked. And you don't know how many people came to me and said, what does that mean? Well, I mean, it's elementary, you know, but none of you have never done it.
He's wanting to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Horses talk with their ears. When they lay their ears back, they're mad. When they prick them forward, they're like, this is easy. I can go on for another mile here. You've got to understand body language. So it's not these guys' fault that they don't know it. They just weren't. It wasn't inbred in them like it is in South Africa or Ireland or England. You know, by eight, you know a horse's body language very, very easily.
Yeah. You know, Trevor, that said, I mentioned that you hired on at Santa Anita 1983. You came in, I think, calling the last race. Same thing at Del Mar, summer of 1984. Then you became the full-time guy. But, Trevor, address that, if you would. It wasn't easy. You know, a racetrack announcer, everything you do is under the microscope. There were the old kind of conventional thing, I can't understand that guy, and you had to make adjustments. But just talk about from a personal level, Trevor, I met you back in 84, but I could just tell, man, this guy's crying out. He wants people to be able to hang out with, commiserate with. It had to be a little bit lonely at times.
Well, it was very different. Let me use that word. Very, very, very different. You don't come from the tip of Africa to Los Angeles and there's no change. I think one of the big, well, funny thing there was a guy, Alan Bolch. Most of us know Alan Bolch, and he really made me in my career. Well, he pushed me forward in my career.
Yes, sir.
You know, you make yourself, but you get pushed forward. And I went to Santa Anita and said, you know, I'd like to call a race. A guy called Bill Kohlberg, who worked at Santa Anita, actually got me to Bolch to say, yes, you can call a race. And he gave me the program, and he said, okay, pick a big field. Don't pick six horses. You know, let's see what you can do. So I went through the nine races, and I looked at him bewildered, and I said, there are no big fields, because we were used to calling 20 runners, 16, 12 was a small field. It was 16, 20 horses a race. Well, right. He raced twice a week, Wednesday and Saturday, so there were full fields. And I think he thought, this little bumptious guy, what is he doing? What do you mean, no big fields? Look at the ninth race, there's 12. And I kind of looked at him like, 12? So it was a miscommunication without any, you know, we weren't trying to be clever or anything, but I thought that was pretty funny. I said, fine, I'll do the last race, that little field of 12 in the last.
Well,
so that's how it all started.
And let's face it, Trevor, when you hit town, racing was in very, very good shape here.
Wow.
We were running 5 days a week at Del Mar, 6 days a week. And, you know, Santa Anita was averaging right at 30,000 a day back in the mid-80s, and now we're trying desperately to hang on to a three-day week. But I want to transition to one of the greatest races you ever called. In fact, you listed it number one until Zenyatta beat the boys in the 2009 Breeders' Cup Classic. Elise, are you with me? I want to go back, Trevor, to the 1989 Preakness. It was epic. It was East Coast Easy Goer, West Coast Sunday Silence, Pat Day, Patrick Valenzuela, Charlie Whittingham, Shug McGahee, Easy Goer was the establishment, the old New York money, and Sunday Silence hadn't sold for that much, but he came off a win in the Kentucky Derby, and the showdown was set at Pimlico. This is May 1989, the Preakness with Trevor Emmett.
And here's the race we've been waiting for. Sunday Silence on the outside. Easy Goer at the right eye, head and head coming to the eight ball. Sunday Silence and Pat Valenzuela. Easy Goer and Pat Day, head and head through the stretch. What a horse race this one is. Easy Goer and Sunday Silence going nose and nose in the Preakness. Sunday Silence, Easy Goer. Here's the finish. Sunday Silence wins it by a nose.
Trevor, I got to say, your level of adrenaline in that call, it was obvious. It was a big deal to you, and I know you loved working there in Maryland.
Yes. No, Maryland was very good to me, and that race, you got it spot on. You've done your homework. That was the greatest race I'd ever seen. Unfortunately, it came across while I'm listening on a telephone, kind of like I was screaming, but in reality it wasn't. It was just a very energy-packed call.
Exactly.
Know? And you look at those, you said it already, the two top trainers in the world, probably, Shug McGahee and Charlie Whittingham, doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Pat Valenzuela, Pat Day, great horses. I mean, they were lookers. They had action. They could run. Sunday Silence, one of the best horses I've ever seen. And Easy Goer was right there with him, obviously.
No question about it. That was a great moment. I've got a guy on hold, Trevor. He wants to say hi to you. But before we go to him, Trevor, I want to go I think it absolutely made Del Mar with their new grandstand and everything else. You know where I'm going. John Mabee had said it for years. He wanted a $1 million race at Del Mar. He got it back in 1991, the Pacific Classic. Trevor, it looked like, and I watched the race again, I thought Twilight Agenda had it won. Lucas had two horses in that race. Farm Away, Twilight Agenda. Kent DeSormo was on Twilight Agenda. Let's go back to 1991, the summer at Del Mar, the Pacific Classic. Here's Trevor's call.
at the top of the lane, and it's Kent DeSormo and Twilight Agenda now sent for home. Farm Away can find no more. Best Palace third, then Unbridled, and It's All Greek to Me. But it's Twilight Agenda well clear in the Pacific Classic as they come to the 16th pole. He's starting to shift out just a little. Best Palace coming after him now. Twilight Agenda, but here comes Best Pal. Best Pal going to catch him at the wire. Best Pal has got Twilight Agenda, and Best Pal and Pat Valenzuela win the $1 million Pacific.
And Trevor, to me, that was a part of your greatness as well, because I think a lot of guys, they would have sold out on Twilight Agenda, but you hedged your bet just a little bit. You noticed that he shifted out. Take us back to that call. What was going through your mind as they came down the lane?
Wow, two great horses. I mean, people always say, what's the greatest horse? And it's very tough, but one of the top horses, top 10, maybe top 6, Best Pal. Wow, what a racehorse, man. And, you know, it was just that he had so much left turning for home. Twilight Agenda was running, but he was running as hard as he could. And Best Pal was not cruising, but he was going easy. And you could basically tell he's going to get him. And sure enough, he did. And you mentioned there Kent DeSormo. I mean, what a great jockey. One of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
You know, wow. And I don't think he's lost it. I think he's still as good as he was in those days.
The guy, I talk about Kent DeSormo, Pat Day, Eddie Delahousse.
Yes.
Horses ran out of their minds for these guys, Trevor.
Pat Day, he never, if he pulled his stick, you were done. You could tear your ticket up. He just tapped them down the neck.
Unbelievable.
So balanced, so balanced. And he was like Bill Shoemaker, very small. I mean, even for a jockey, he was very small. He couldn't rely on strength. They didn't have the strength of a Pink Eye or McCarran or someone like that. So they just rode, let's call it delicately. But those horses ran. Boy, they ran.
Trevor, I know you made a call to this guy earlier in the week. I got him to come on and wish you well here on air this morning. Joe Harper from Del Mar. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. I know you wanted to weigh in here and wish Trevor all the best and just maybe express what he has meant to Del Mar over these many years.
I'll put the phone down for him.
I'm having trouble with my voice. The fact is that I know when Bill Colbert came, he said, there's this guy I heard down in South Africa. Y'all listen to him. He's really good.
Can I interrupt you for a second just so that people know? Bill Colbert came down to Durban, South Africa. I think he actually stayed with us back then. And that's when he went to the races and that, and then he went to San Anita and Del Mar, and that's what Joe's talking about. Joe asked him, do you know this guy? And he said, yes, I know him. Hire him.
Yeah, and you met Fernando Toro on that same deal that Bill Colbert was on, along with Fernando's agent, Chick McClellan, and you told me, Trevor, as a young guy, that was one of the most impressive things you ever saw, was Chick getting up and speaking just extemporaneously about American racing. And Fernando was always a big backer of yours.
Well, Fernando was great. He came down to South Africa for a feature race, an international race. We had 12 horses. We got 12 jockeys from 6 different countries. It was an international race. Absolutely magnificent.
Yeah.
And I just indulged for a moment. Funny enough, Fernando rode a horse called In Full Flight, one of the best horses ever. And as a kid, 16-year-old or so, I used to ride work, and I never rode In Full Flight. He was obviously kept for the best. I rode the pickup horse. But I remember him working with him, so that was kind of interesting. And Fernando, known here as a turf rider, great jockey all around. But, of course, we only raced on the turf.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing. And David Payne, the guy who trained the horse then, he was...
Hey, Joe Harper, again, thanks for your time. But I want people to know you had a lot to do with one of the most popular television productions in the history of racing here on the West Coast, 17 Western markets, I think. And it was hosted, for the most part, by Gil Stratton. And there was no Sunday racing. It was on Saturday. It was the Santa Anita feature race or the Del Mar feature race or Hollywood Park. The point I'm making is you dealt with track announcers. You also had a grounding in the entertainment business. Your grandfather was Cecil B. DeMille, the legendary producer, director. But Joe, you know as well as anyone in racing the importance of giving a guy who's a performer with horses, you would say, I got to give this horse his head. You got to kind of give them their space, let them develop, And they've got to be self-confident. Address that with Trevor Demon and how he compares with those you've dealt with, Joe.
Well, I was amazed at Trevor the minute I met him. And I'll tell you, you know, when you have someone as talented in their field as Trevor, I mean, you're not going to tell him what to do or give him any advice, you know. The reins are yours, pal, and take it off. I mean, it's just like, I know a lot of times watching a lot of movies being made, if you've got a tremendous actor or actress, you're not going to sit there and give them a lesson on acting. Trevor just has such a natural instinct, of the horse. I always thought that the guy is psychic because, I see a horse that got absolutely no shot at all, and Trevor's going, and he's just waiting to make his move. I said, Trevor,
right.
The horse is gone. And no, he made his move in the race over and over again. I witnessed this, and we'd all look at ourselves in the press box going, how does he know this stuff? You know?
Right.
And I think it's just a natural ability. Sure, you see it in an actor or an actress that has this natural ability to do what they do. Trevor, it's just a natural deal, and I, you know, I was so lucky, absolutely, unbelievably lucky that Bill Colbert said, "Hey, you got to listen to this guy," and you know, it's been a great relationship. You know, I mean, I've been through a lot of track management, and I've seen a lot of and heard a lot of race callers, but Trevor is in a league all of its own. And
thank you very much.
It just we were so lucky, Trevor, to have you
right
at Del Mar. Not only your talent, but just as your friendship and the things you do for the game. So you're going to be missed a lot. But
thank you.
But we're so
sorry
lucky.
For that. But it was coming within the next 5 years anyway. Let's put it that way.
Well, and just great memories, the summertime memories, and of course now we run in the fall, but. Trevor, wow, what a job at Del Mar for sure, and your connection with the fans there, Joe. To me, Trevor was a big, big part. We played that 1991 Pacific Classic. Trevor was such a huge part of Del Mar advancing as you did with the on-track attendance, everything else. The game seems to be trending in another direction, but his impact just cannot be overstated.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I think Trevor was one of our great marketing tools.
No doubt.
Every time he turned the microphone on.
No, that's really, really a good way to put it. Hey, Joe, last thing. Mr. Maybe, you know, his dream was to have that million-dollar race. I hope you heard the stretch run, and Trevor noted that Twilight Agenda had shifted out a little bit. Even in watching the replays, I can't believe that Best Pal was able to make up that much ground. That was a huge day for Del Mar. And if you think back, did you think Best Pal was beaten, Joe?
Well, I had mixed emotions on that. I mean, here's John Maybe, who has been, ever since I got there back in the 70s, was saying, we have to have $1 million race.
Yeah.
And I would say, John, we don't have enough money yet. We're getting there. We're getting there. And finally... finally we had enough and we put it on, and I'm thinking, you know, this is really going to look bad if he wins it.
Right? Exactly. Yeah.
We all know they set it up for Mr. Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, Joe Harper, thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday. Can't wait to get down to Del Mar. What's opening day, July 18th, something like that?
Yeah, something like that, 17th, 18th. Yeah, pick one.
All right. We'll stay tuned. Joe, thank you so much. And, Trevor, I hope you appreciated Joe weighing in.
Oh, my goodness. Great day for me. Thank you for coming on, Joe. You made my day, and we'll be in
touch. Are you kidding? Trevor, we'll love you forever at Del Mar. I guarantee it.
Take care, Joe. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Trevor, I didn't want to put him on the spot, but I read somewhere where he said they were thinking about maybe a statue. What about that?
I heard that, but I don't know. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, a lot of times that means you're deceased. So, but hopefully they would get that done in time for you to come out and pet it or something, you know.
I never thought of that. I'll be gone by then.
Hey, Trevor, we're going to get to it right now. This is I always thought Johnny Longdon's last ride back in March of 1966 was maybe the biggest race. Everybody knew it was John's last ride, a mile and three quarters on turf down the hill in the San Juan Capistrano Invitational Handicap. But we go to 2009, and it's Zenyatta. She's undefeated. She's come out of retirement. She's never run a mile and a quarter. She's never run against the boys. I got to tell you, Trevor, coming past the grandstand the first time as they left the quarter-mile chute, I thought Mike Smith was that he might ease her. I thought it looked that hopeless. But we're going to fast forward right now. We're going to pick him up about midway around the far turn. This is the 2009 Breeders' Cup Classic with Trevor Denman.
And now here's Zenyatta, and let's see. Zenyatta has a lot of ground to make up. Zenyatta, if she wins this, she'll be a super horse. She's starting to pick them off, though. Zenyatta going to hook to the outside. Meanwhile, it's Colonel John Summerbird in the red cap. And Zenyatta's come to the outside. Zenyatta coming flying on the grandstand side. Gio Ponti on the inside. Summerbird is right there. This is unbelievable. Summerbird and then Richards Kidd. What a dramatic performance. One of the most sensational ever. Zenyatta wins the Breeders' Cup Classic.
An absolutely epic call. Trevor, I've never heard you address this entire thing. I told you coming by the grandstand the first time, I thought maybe she was going to be eased. You knew her running style. That was it. But your thoughts as the race unfolded.
Well, she was a long way back. I know she always came from a long way back, but this was the Breeders' Cup Classic, and that was a good field. You know, there's some moderate fields, but that was a top-class field. And, of course, I was thinking, look, you can catch them, you know, in a grade three, but you're not going to catch these guys. These boys can run. But you could see she was making up ground, and when Mike pulled her to the outside, you knew, here she comes. You know, you were virtually going to say she's got him beat, but, of course, you can't say that. But she just came. And in the last bit, I got lucky because that unbelievable, just the cadence went perfectly with the way she was running.
Yes.
And that's why I never, never, never planned a race. You've got to do it from the heart. It's got to come when it happens, you know. And that's what happened there. It came as it happened. My brain was like shutting down, like, this can't be true. She's going
right.
to win it.
And I was lucky enough to get Jerry Moss, along with his wife Ann at that time, on the show the morning after, Trevor. And he said, can you play that again? He couldn't get enough of it. This is a guy that done, you know, one of the giants in the music business.
Yeah.
And had owned horses for many years, but...
Hundreds of horses, not one.
Exactly, Trevor. I know you met Jerry. What a wonderful man.
Gentleman. Yes.
We miss him, but... Again, this to me, it just typified what you were always all about, and that was describing what you saw, and you were in rhythm, Trevor.
Exactly. Well, thank you. You know, I never, ever bet on a race that I called. If I go to Vegas, I'll ever bet, yes. I bet soccer, but not a race that I called. And it's for that exact reason. You cannot be biased towards a certain horse, you know. And that day was just like, I'm not looking at Zenyatta. I'm looking at this horse in the turquoise that's going to win this race. See what I'm saying?
You know? Yeah.
It was, you had to read it from the heart, not predetermined. Like, okay, if I get to this, I'm going to say that.
Yeah. Hey, Trevor, have enjoyed the time this morning. Have enjoyed these past four or five decades. I don't know. Boy, time flies. But just hats off, man. Tremendous job, and we're sure hoping maybe you can come out to Del Mar one of these days for a bit of a curtain call, Trevor. Thank you so much. Best to Robin.
My pleasure. I sure shall, and thank you for the early days when you were one of the first guys I knew here.
Yeah, that was early is right. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Where's the time go?
384, yeah.
Yeah. Trevor, we'll be in touch. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The legendary Trevor Denman from March of 2025. Hope you enjoyed it, folks. I know I did. I hadn't listened to it all this time. My thanks to Chris Monreal and Elliot Kams inside. We're going to step aside Andy Harrington, private clocker with National Turf. He's got the morning off. We're coming back strong right out of the break with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. This is Thoroughbred LA.
On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, before we get up to Las Vegas, folks, if you've got plumbing concerns, if you think something might be going wrong, don't wait till it really does. Be proactive. Call my good friends, family-owned and operated for more than four decades, Western Rooter. They're owned by the father and son team of Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Western Rooter, they're open 24-7. I'm telling you, I've used them commercially, residentially, on multiple occasions. They are on time and they are under budget. Anything you might have going on, leaks, clogs, broken water heaters, they can handle any emergency, any job, on time and under budget. Give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Visit their website, westernrooter.com. You'll see over 500 five-star reviews. Western Rooter, the best in the West, and we mean it. A guy who's one of the best in the West joins us right now from Las Vegas, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Doing well. Traveling down memory lane with Trevor Denman was a lot of fun. It was funny. You were talking about, I mean, the Sunday Silence, I think everybody forgets that he called the Sunday Silence easygoer Preakness. And in my mind, right up there with the greatest race ever run, right there, for just sheer drama. It was like Ali Frazier, basically, the first
100%. That's a great way to put it. And Trevor always listed that as the greatest race he ever called, until, of course, Zenyatta came along and beat the boys in the 2009 Breeders' Cup Classic. But it had it all. Race riding, two tremendous horses, east, west, old established money, you know, with Easy Goer, the Phipps family. And you had Charlie Whittingham with a couple of guys. They didn't spend too much money for this son of Halo. Sunday Silence had a backstory that was unbelievable. And, you know, Patrick, he put Pat Day in tight the length of the stretch. Pat Day, he never, ever saw him kind of upset on the racetrack, but he was not happy after that race. He got on the phone. He claimed foul. They looked at it and left it alone. It was just an absolutely epic race.
And, you know, I have a picture in my office. My only horse racing picture is a Fred Stone print that I covet. And it says Battle for the Triple Crown, and it's those two, autographed by Patrick Valenzuela and Fred Stone. I love it, and I'll never forget that. That was right there with the, you know, the Aladara firm was pretty close. I mean, two races were unbelievable.
Yeah.
And if anybody hasn't seen the race before, please go back and watch it. It was that great. It was funny. Trevor was talking about Pat Day didn't use the whip. Well, he did in that race. He went to the left-handed whip in that race out of desperation. So that was a great memory. What an amazing call by Trevor.
Speaking of Trevor, I had a great memory. He and I, we rented a place for the 86 meet. It's on the Delmar Heights Road, one exit south of the racetrack. And opening week, it was Thursday, the second day of the meet, opened on a Wednesday. It was the old grandstand then, and he said, geez, I got to go to this thing. They're insisting I go. It's a turf club function. And they used to have, the first Thursday of every meet, they would have a little party with music and everything, a welcome back to Del Mar for the turf club members on the old turf club veranda, which overlooked the old walking ring. You remember it, Bruce. It was
sure.
Spanish style, man. It was awesome. And the performers, it was Bing Crosby's brother, Bob Crosby and the Bobcats. And I don't want to get into the Bob Crosby. I never realized the guy was incredible. Funny. He had great timing. And it was, but he wanted me to go because he didn't want to be having to talk to everybody there. You know, he's shy. But I'm so glad he did, man. I laugh my assets off, and I can't get into the specifics of what Bob Crosby had to say. It's I don't think it's not yet ready for over-the-air radio, but it was a great time. I'll put it to you that way, Bruce. It really was.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities in the era, right?
Oh, yeah.
The 70s, 80s were at the racetrack, and Hopefully, I mean, in the big days, you still see celebrities, but we need these celebrities to come back on track and make it a little bit, you know, make it cool again to go to the races.
Great call. All right, let's get to it. You want to go two different places, I'm thinking. Yeah. Ellis Park is stop one?
Yeah, let's go to Ellis Park. Now, the races today on the grass have been taken off the grass. And I think that's really what plays into my pick in race five. This is originally a mile race on the grass. Now it's a funny one-turn mile. I don't know. I guess you'd call it one-and-a-half-turn mile, right, Mike? It's like an elbow.
Yeah, it's different.
You make a quick left turn. They probably shouldn't run the mile there, but they do anyway. I don't like horses drawn too far out of it because you're making it sort of like an angle rather than a turn, and you can really lose it. But I like a horse that really I think is better on the dirt, and that's the three, Boss's Deed. When last seen, this horse ran at Horseshoe Indianapolis in a straight maiden. Now, you might scoff that that's a lower-end track. Brad Cox had two horses in this race. Billy Mott had a horse. I believe his son, Riley Mott, had a couple of horses, one of which, of Brad Cox, won the race. He had a Judd Mott horse in the race. Boss's Deed took on the Judd Mott horse in this straight maiden, Mike, put him away, and just barely got caught by the favored Brad Cox runner, Dionysus. That was a super race for Horseshoe Indianapolis. Now he goes to a maiden 50 with that kind of weird configuration. He's run well at six furlongs before, I think off of that last race. And it was on a good track, by the way, that last race. So the wet track shouldn't hurt him at all. I think he's going to like these conditions. I know he's been a maiden for a long time, but I think the dirt is where he wants to be. Race 5, the 3, Boss's Deed, 10-1 on the morning line.
That goes at 144 Central. Ellis Park, known as the Pea Patch. The purses are unbelievable. Let's get up to Saratoga, Bruce. We don't have too much time.
8th race at Saratoga. This is the most competitive race of the day. I like the 8, Hard Circle. He looked awfully good in mid-June, winning a mile race from a few lengths off the pace with a 3-wide trip. I think the mile and 3/16 got to him last time. He pressed the pace. He was right there for a mile and then kind of gradually gave way. I think the turn back will do him a world of good. In fact, he might give him a little more fitness today. With a little pace in here, he should be dangerous at a big price. Race 8, the 8, Hard Circle, another 10-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and post for race 8 at Saratoga, 5:14 Eastern. We entered yesterday for opening day Friday at Del Mar. When will that be up at betonbruce.com?
I would check around dinner time on Thursday. Should be available in that 5 to 8 o'clock range on Thursday.
Nice dessert package for everybody. Hey, Bruce, enjoyed it. Enjoy your memories. We've all got them from this great game. Thanks so much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Mike.
All right, we'll hit our final break. Coming back strong. Go to South Florida, say hello to Toby Callett. Then take 2 from Saratoga Springs with Jonathan Hardoon. Don't go away.
She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick 4 wagers and the traditional pick 6. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick 6 pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our pick 6 pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Duda Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby. plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thurber, Los Angeles. Hey, listen, folks, if you're looking for a place to go, enjoy the races and be around a lot of like-minded people, have a good time, tee it up with a couple of beers and so on, and something good to eat, and hopefully catch a couple of winners, get into the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They do an absolutely tremendous job. Free parking and admission every racing day at the Derby Room. They've got a tight food and beverage presentation, reasonably priced, great customer service. Brandon is on site all the time, overseeing the entire operation. It's well run, and you'll enjoy your visit. Great audio-visual presentation as well. Get into the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. And on your way home, if you're still a little bit hungry, if you're going to be taking in some World Cup soccer, how about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne on D Street and Foothill, right behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco and eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. We get to South Florida and check in with the one and only Toby Calla. Toby, good morning. How are you down there?
I'm great, Mike. You missed the biggest bonus, though, at the Derby Room, is they might run into Colonel Ike or you.
Well, you know, Bob, he's kind of the unofficial mayor out there. He's out there a lot. He loves it for all the reasons I do. And on top of that, things have changed so much at Santa Anita. That's a component as well. I didn't mean to go there, but I can't help it. It's the truth. Anyway, Toby, okay. Yeah, we enjoy our time out there.
Absolutely. Okay, now this is going to be, if Kurt Hoover is listening in, this is a Kurt Hoover in mind play. Race 10 today at Gulfstream. I know he loves when the Walensky gang shows up out at Del Mar. And the Walenskys, one of their new favorite riders is a guy by the name of Diego Herrera, who I know you're quite familiar with, and he's on his way back out to Del Mar. Race 10, number 4, Get the Win, tries the grass for the first time. This is a speed-slash-pedigree play. come and catch, get the win to get the money. Behind Get the Win, we're looking at the 2 Sapphire Girl, the 3 My Denise, and the 5 Money Trail. 4, 2, 3, 5. Dive right in. The water's fine in race 10 at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, thanks so much, Toby. And post time for that listed at 5:22. Quickly, I hadn't seen anything on Diego Herrera coming out here for the summer. Is that been announced?
I don't know about that, but I know I'm looking at the overnight, and he's on several horses on opening day. So
okay.
At the very least, he's listed to be out there opening day. He will ride at Gulfstream tomorrow. Jonathan Hardin mentioned earlier, Gulfstream has shifted. No Fridays now. Monday, it's Saturday, Sunday, well, Monday,
okay.
At least through the next couple of months.
Okay, terrific. Toby, thank you so much, and we'll try and get lucky. 10th race at Gulfstream, number 4, Get the Win. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, take 2 now with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning. Hope everything's well.
Hi,
back
Mike.
There.
It is. The weather's beautiful, and a terrific interview with Trevor, listening, I guess, to the interview with Trevor. And to be diplomatic for me is not an easy thing to do, but I give you a lot of credit, Mike. You had Joe Harper on and everyone else, and you were plugging Delmar and being nice about it. You took the high road, and you're a better person than me.
Well, it ain't easy. I can't help but thinking of Roger Stein in moments like this. John... And you talk about the road less traveled. He was no stranger to staying off the high road, as we know. But anyway, thanks, John. No, they're still not supporting the show. I really don't get it. I really don't get it. So
shame on them, Mike. You've done nothing but promote Delmar for years and years and years. You never had one bad word to say when there were plenty of opportunities that you could have. But you took the high road, and you continue to take the high road. I'm not quite as good a person as you are.
But
anyway.
John, quickly, I'll just say this. To me, it's not just about that, but it's about the quality of the product. You know? I mean, it's not just a house organ. I think we do a decent show. We know what's going on, what has gone on, and we bring it every week. I mean, that's where I'm at, you know?
And, Mike, you have a reputation. You haven't been doing this for a year, for 5 years. You've been doing this for a good 30 years. So enough said. That's it.
All right, anyway, let's make some money, damn it.
All right, so let's go to Monmouth and look at the third race today. Third race today at Monmouth. 5.5 furlongs on the turf. I love the number 8 horse in here. Honor the numbers. This is a 3-year-old filly who makes her first start as a 3-year-old. First start on Lasix. I love the barn switch today to George Delgado. Jose Ferreira aboard to ride. 6-1 on the morning line. Number 8, honor the numbers, wins today's third race at Monmouth Park.
Okay, and weather going to be okay there today, John, do you think?
It's absolutely beautiful here, Mike. I have to tell you, no rain in a week, and the heat broke. It's just, we haven't had weather like this in a long time for such an extended period of time, but that's what we have.
Okay, let's get back to Monmouth, and we're going to have a past George Wolf Award winner, Jose Ferrer, on the number 8, honor the numbers at Monmouth Park, race number 3, number 8, and the third at Monmouth goes at 1:56 Eastern. I know we covered this in the first hour, but entries taken yesterday for a 10-race opening day card at Del Mar on Friday. When is your Del Mar stuff going to be up at JONHARDOON.com?
Thursday afternoon, 12 Pacific time, and they have a lot of horses entered for opening day. So that's I believe they have over 100 horses entered on a 10-race card. So there'll be plenty of betting opportunities early in the meet anyway.
Yeah. Hey, John, we've got a minute. You heard us talking about the 1989 Preakness, just such an epic race. Is there another race or one race from when you were young that really stands out to you as something you can't forget?
Well, there was Forgo who, remember, I was brought up on the East Coast, Mike.
Yeah.
Forgo was like, you know, he would carry 138 pounds and win the Fall Highway. And he was just like one of my favorite horses. He got me to fall in love with the game. And that's really one of the early horses that I remember. By the way, a great call is when Tiz Now
won the Breeders' Cup, and it was the year of 9/11, if you remember.
Oh, man.
And Tom Durkin says, "Tis the," whatever. What was his name? Am I getting the right name? Anyway, he won it for America.
Yeah, remember? Exactly. It was Chris McCarron and, right. of course, Jay Robbins. And Bill Belichick used that stretch run as a motivational tool with the Patriots. I don't know if they needed it or not, but Belichick, he would do stuff like that.
I mean, that was like one of the greatest calls of all time in horse racing.
I agree.
And it was just so perfect. And the way he won the race and everything else.
At Churchill Downs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Second year in a row that he won the Classic.
It was at Belmont, I think, Mike.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The New York angle. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey, John, they're telling me we got to get off the air. Chick Hearn, you say that. Anyway, John, thanks so much, man. Have a great day. Folks, thanks for listening. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to everybody inside here for making things happen. Don't forget Angels Twins coming up from Minneapolis in mere minutes. Stay with us.
You see, war is not the answer, for only love.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.